So happy to be here. A very nice church. I will speak to you about three things today: mission, spiritual accountability, and compassion. A few years ago, when I was a seminarian, we were required to follow the mission program designed by the first African bishop in my diocese in Kitui, Kenya. And so when we went home, we went back for the holidays from the seminary, we would be paired 2 by 2. We would be sent to a parish like this, but then we never stayed at the parish center here. The pastor here will send us out to the village to where the people are. We would stay with the people for 2.5 months, 2.5 months. What will we be doing? Normally, we would be visiting the people in their homes, praying with them, trying to accompany them on their Christian journey. Each day, we were to write down what we experienced. What is it that motivated you as a seminarian? What is it that sort of disappointed you? That is what we did throughout. A few times we want to go out in a field, open field, to meet different groups: men, women, youth, and children. So we would go to the field, blow a whistle, and then sit down on the ground. Depending on which group we were to meet that day, when you blow the whistle, you will see people trickling in from either side of where you are seated. We would teach the people for about 3 hours straight, after which we will receive some questions from the people. Then we would pray, and maybe as we finish, maybe somebody might say, "So and so was meant to be with us here, but she is sick or he is sick." Then we will go with them, meet the sick person, pray, and then challenge the person and go back to where we stayed. After the 2.5 months, we were to write a report. We rip a copy. One of the copies will be left in that parish with the pastor. Another copy we would take to the vocations director. And a third copy you took with you to the seminary where you are studying, so that your superiors can see what is it that you were doing during the vacation, during the holidays. I think something more or less like that is happening today in our readings. We hear about shepherds and a bit of disappointment from God through the prophet Jeremiah, because maybe some of those entrusted to us, you and I, in some way, in some form, we failed. I think that is very important for us to think about, because this is the word of God, and it is speaking to us, all of us, without a difference. How is it that you and I have been faithful to the ministry and mandate bestowed upon you, upon me. I give you an example. Suppose as a parent, we have been blessed with children. Maybe some of these kids, we take them from baptism when they are very small. They don't know what is happening, but we get them baptized, which is really very good. The assumption of the church is this: we, the parents, will carry the faith of this child until the child gets to the age of reasoning, and then we will be able to explain to the child what was it that was done to him or to her as a kid. And so we have to journey with this kid. We have got to be the bank of his or her faith, such that at the right time, we have got to share this faith with this kid to get him to know what was it that he was done to him or to her as a small child. Suppose that doesn't happen, then it means you and I, we are failing, because this child has got no problem. But you and I, who should do that to this child, maybe we fail. And so, as shepherds, we can say, we have failed. The examples could be many. But also, it is not that we have failed totally. We have also got it right in our Christian life. Take an example also of the parents when the kids are growing. Many times a child will get sick. And because she is sick, at night the child is crying. And so the parents cannot sleep because they are disturbed about the child. The mother tried this and that, all sorts of medicine, you know, to give the child, trying to soothe the child so that she can sleep. You know, it can be difficult throughout the night. Then it means, as shepherds, we are doing what is right. We are trying, we are sacrificing, we are going out of our own selves to embrace the other. I think this is what is happening. Jesus sent the disciples, apostles, out last Sunday. They have come back now to give the report, what I'm calling spiritual accountability. What is it that they have done among the people? And so the experiences were deep and many. But then Jesus noticed that they needed a time to be by themselves. Of course, we know that the carers also need to be cared for. And so Jesus suggested, it is high time we withdrew, went to a deserted place by ourselves. They started the journey, but before they reached there, the people who knew them very well had gone on foot to reach there before Jesus and his disciples. Coming out of the boat, Jesus saw the people. You and I would expect this. Jesus wanted time out with his disciples, not anybody else. Coming over here, the people are already here. Maybe if it was you or me, you would disperse the people. Tell them, you go, wait for us there. We will come to meet you there. This meeting is meant for me and my disciples. On the contrary, Jesus looked at them and he had pity on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Does this not say something about Jesus and how he is? Does this, what you and I are called to be for others, I think the word, the best word to use is compassion. What does compassion mean? From two Greek words, compassio and cum. Passio and cum. Passio meaning suffering. Cum meaning with. And so compassion means suffering with those who are suffering. Or doing out of your way to do the needs of another. This is what Jesus is doing. This is what Jesus invites you and me to do today. You and I are called to be a gift to each other. We are called to go out of our own comforts so that we can meet the needs of another. That's why Jesus forgot about himself and his apostles, and so he had to attend to the people. Let us pray for the graces so that in our lives as Christians, we may experience the generosity of going out and meet the other, embrace the other, be with them in their time of need. Amen. Allow me now 2 minutes, just apart from what I said, to mention something about my mission. I came to this country last year in October because there is an agreement between two bishops, a bishop in Africa, my own bishop, and a bishop in this country, Bishop Daniel Jenki of the Catholic Diocese of Peoria. The arrangement was, I come here, that bishop assigns me to one of the parishes to help. But then during the summer, that bishop will allow me to go out to different dioceses, parishes, to speak to people of goodwill about the needs of my diocese back in Africa. I mentioned 2 things this morning. We have got some sisters who are working with the education department. That sister goes out to recruit needy children, some of them orphans, some of them from very poor backgrounds, but kids who are very brilliant, who are very diligent. And then she submits this list to the diocese to try and look for the sponsorship of these kids. Around April, I was sent a list of 25 of those kids. I have been to 5 parishes so far, and I think I'm very happy that quite a number of them have been taken. I've got only 7 remaining with me. Another thing is about the means of transport. Normally in Kitui, which is a very small diocese, very poor, you will see from the newsletter, I think your pastor has written something about that. We use the motorbikes to take the Eucharist to the Christians. Last year, 12 priests were ordained. None of them got a new means of transport. Actually, before I came over here, the motorbike which I was using, I gave it to one of the priests. And so, if anybody is able to get a motorbike for a priest in Kitu, I think we will be grateful. I'm sharing this with you because people are gifted differently. People might know some people who are able to help so that we can partner to assist in these 2 cases. So thank you for the gift that you are. Thank you for the faith that you have embraced in Christ Jesus. Amen.